Lift him up, September 6. Wait upon the Lord for strength. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Those who are connected with the work are to live so near the Lord that light will shine forth from them as from a lamp that burneth. When there is shown a deep, earnest determination to press together, the very oneness of the workers will proclaim the truth with power, making a deep impression on those not of our faith. Workers for God will meet with turmoil, discomfort, and weariness. At times, uncertain and distracted, the heart is almost in despair. When this restless nervousness comes, the worker should stop and rest. Christ invites him, Come apart and rest a while. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. A worker cannot gain success while he hurries through his prayers to God and rushes away to look after something that he fears may be neglected or forgotten. He takes time to give only a few hurried thoughts to God. That is all. He does not give himself time to think, to pray, to wait upon the Lord for a renewal of spiritual and physical strength. He soon becomes jaded. He does not feel the uplifting, inspiring influence of God's Spirit. He is not quickened by fresh life. His jaded frame and tired brain are not soothed by personal contact with Christ. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. There are those who work all day and far into the night to do what it seems to them needs to be done. The Lord looks pitifully upon these weary, heavy-laden burden-bearers, and says to them, Come unto me, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Our life is to be hid with Christ in God, and if it is thus hidden, in His hands it will be converted into a lamp which will shed upon the world a bright and steady light. But though time is short, and there is a great work to be done, the Lord is not pleased to have us so prolong our seasons of activity that there will not be time for periods of rest, for the study of the Bible, and for communion with God. All this is essential to fortify the soul, to place us in a position where we shall receive wisdom from God to employ our talents in the Master's service to the highest account.